Hey, this is Laura.
And Steven.
And this is our podcast, Midday Musings, where we take our lunch break to talk about the things that are on our mind. Today, we're discussing the paranormal. Are you a ghost skeptic, a ghost believer, or ghost Gnostic? Have you had haunted experiences or downloaded an EKG from the Apple Store? Would you spend your midlife crisis years touring the country in a Winnebago hunting for paranormal activity? We might. In any case, let's get into it. Hey there, Steven.
Hi, Laura.
How's it going?
It's going pretty fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You look fantastic.
Thank you. So do you.
Why, thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't get sleep, but I hope to someday.
Well, yeah, but you got a sassy attitude from the lack of sleep. And you know what? That carries you through and it makes you charming, even though you're like, I'm sleepy. Gosh,
thank you. I'm so sleepy. You're so kind to say.
Yeah, well, you know, I just call it like I see it.
Although I am positively emotioned right now. So good job me for not needing sleep to get there.
Yeah. I'm glad to hear you're not haunted by anything.
Oh. I am haunted, though, by my future plans to go see something called Paranormal Cirque. I tell you about this?
You did, but you know what? Give me a refresher. What's that about?
Okay, so Paranormal Cirque, it is an R-rated horror circus currently traveling through the United States and Canada.
Oh, shut the F up. What?
No, I know. And it's going to be near me this weekend, so I'm going to go to it. Because I genuinely appreciate people who realize, as all people should, that Halloween doesn't end in October.
No.
It doesn't begin in October. It is all year round. And it is May at the moment. So Halloween can be in May. And the people at Paranormal Cirque know this and sell tickets with that in mind.
Oh, yeah. I think Halloween can be any time of the year as long as it lives in your heart, you know?
Halloween does live in my heart.
Keep Halloween alive in your heart always. The spirit of Halloween, Halloweenmas, live it.
Yes.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's horror, that's spookiness, that's ghosts, goblins, and probably some evil clowns.
So I'm a big fan of this haunted circus that you brought to me, this haunted R-rated circus, because it sounds like, I remember the clip you showed me, it looks a little sexy, it looks a little dark, but it's also a circus, like it's Halloween themed, like
very
spooky themed. I'm so here for it.
It is a big top circus, and it does appear to be slightly scantily clad, but more in a Cirque du Soleil way than in a Vegas way.
Yeah.
But horror themed, and you know me, I love me some horror. I love me some paranormal stuff. I don't believe in ghosts, but I know that you do.
You know that I do?
Yes, Steven, I know that you do.
But I don't know that I do. How do you know that I do?
Because you behave as though they're real.
Oh, am I like that guy that claims he's over someone that he's not into so-and-so, but every time that person shows up, they just like, wow. Wow.
Yeah, you're I don't think about ghosts. And then like something ghostly is brought up and you like pull your hair back behind your ear and you're like, oh, go on.
I put on a better shirt. Maybe I comb my hair a little bit better. I'd be like, hello, ghost. I'm here. I don't believe in you. But if I did, what are you doing today? Do you want to get coffee? Ghosts? Okay, no, that's fair. So you're right. I do. If you've met me, you do know that I behave as if ghosts are real, or at least in the X-Files sort of way that I want to believe that they could be real. That's probably more accurate. I'm open to the possibility that they could be potentially real at some point. But yeah, so I do. I keep a space in my heart open, just like I have one for Halloween. I have a space open for ghosts to be real. I'm a ghost Gnostic. I'm waiting for proof that ghosts exist. But I'm not gonna lie, like if I'm in a area that is allegedly haunted or a little spooky, or I see weird specks of light flying around, all of my logic and reasoning kind of disappears and I'm like, Laura, look at that. Look at it. What is happening? Why is that speck just dancing on my camera? What is it? And you're like,
no, I remember that you, okay, guys.
Is that an orb? What is it?
There are years of information to share with you. But I will begin with the fact that this man has downloaded not once, not twice, but three times an EKG onto his cell phone.
Well, yeah, but that's just fun. That's like downloading, I don't know, like a sound machine when you go to a party. You just press the button and beep, 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 you know?
So you were hoping, you were attending ghost events that EKGs would be appropriate for?
I mean,
if you don't know what an EKG is, it is considered a ghost detector for people who are doing paranormal investigations.
Yeah.
You can evidently download these onto your cell phone because reasons. It makes me think that the science behind the EKG is far more faulty, given that you can put it onto an iPhone. And what is it really detecting? And or what can our Apple phones detect? The reason that this is such a hot topic in our family is because my mother is a ghost file as well. A phantomophile.
Oh, yeah, she is. Oh, yeah, she is.
Yeah, like, so she has had ghostly experiences, and she believes that they are real. I am a skeptic, but I'm so interested in ghost stories that I will allow myself to be taken to any haunted environment, even if it's just haunted by history.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I had escaped the ghost funnel. But no, Steven is also a member of the Phantom File Club. He loves ghosts. He wants to meet ghosts and shake their ghostly hands.
I'm not going to lie. I feel so called out right now. Okay, so you know how some people are like, oh, I really don't want people to know. I don't want to talk about politics. I don't want people to know that I'm this leaning or this way leaning. Or I don't want people to know about like this childhood secret of mine. I don't care about all that. I don't care. But what I do care about is people knowing whether or not I'm ghost Gnostic. The truth is, oh. I am ghost Gnostic.
Okay, sorry. I didn't mean to falsely represent your belief system. Your behavior has suggested to me a great deal of ghost friendliness.
No, that's totally fair. And I see exactly what you mean. No, because I am ghost friendly. Here's the thing. Like I don't usually bring it up, but I do like going into a situation and just experiencing the spookiness of it and just seeing what happens, you know, going to haunted churches or going to the Winchester Mystery House and exploring it and saying, how weird. Look at that shadow that wasn't there before. Where did that come from? Because it's fun. That's why. Because do I want it to be real? Maybe. Would I like it to be? Kinda. But also, do I really think it is? In the moment, I might actually believe that something paranormal is happening, even though after the fact, I'll look at the footage and go, oh, that wasn't anything, but wouldn't it have been fun if it was?
Oh, yeah. You were taking pictures at a certain point. You were, like, showing the orb pictures to that ghost lady.
And ghost lady's like, yes, this is excellent. And you're like, Steven, who are you talking to? And I said, the ghost lady. See, I found one. There she was.
Oh, yeah.
The ghost lady.
No, it was a tour guide at a local library that was purported to be haunted.
Or was she? Or was she a ghost?
Or was she?
Maybe she was a ghost. Did you see anyone else talking to her?
Yeah. Everybody.
Well, maybe she was a very social ghost.
I mean, if you can be that social after you're dead, maybe death isn't something to fear.
Death is not the end. You can still have a social life with humans after death. Just be a haunted tour guide at that'd be fun, right? Like a ghost that comes back and is a tour guide at a haunted spot. Like,
I actually really do want to be a tour guide of some kind before I die.
Oh, I think you'd be a great tour guide.
Thank you. Yeah. It's something I do want to do.
Yeah. One of our P&W pod gang members from Rainy Day Rabbit Holes got, I think, offered a job as a tour guide recently. They went to go on a tour out in an area, and they're like, you're good and you're funny. You should be a tour guide. I remember I told Laura this, and she's like, I want to be a tour guide. Can I be that tour guide?
Yeah, knock them my number.
Right? Oh, no, but like, so here's the thing about the EKG meters. I want to go back to that.
Okay.
The EKG meters on your phone, they are bad. They're very bad. They don't actually do anything.
Okay.
But they do make you feel like you're in a horror movie or a spooky movie, because little words will start popping up or little dots will pop up on your screen. And I know they're not real. I know, but I have fun by suspending disbelief, by immersing myself into this ghostly experience. I'm like, Laura, look, it's it's 12 o'clock and the ghost EKG meter just said the words lunch. Oh, what? That's crazy. What? Is there a hungry ghost out there with us?
So that's every ghost is a hungry ghost. It's been years since they've eaten.
Right? But if someone was like, ghosts aren't real, we don't have any proof of them being real, I'd be like, you know what? You're totally right. You're absolutely right. We have no proof of them being real. However, I would love to be proven wrong.
Okay, fine. I understand your position.
Yeah.
I don't feel that it's functionally different than the way I represented it.
That's fair. That is totally fair. Okay, so look,
you're totally right. You are just a ghost enthusiast.
Yes. However, in the moment, you are absolutely right. In the moment of a spooky situation, I sometimes do believe something really weird and potentially paranormal is happening. My relationship with ghosts is kind of like my relationships with Will Ferrell.
Oh?
So, yeah. So, folks, I...
In that it doesn't exist.
No, here's the thing. Like, when I'm not watching Will Ferrell movies, I'm like, I'm mid on Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell is fine. He's an actor. He's funny, I guess. You know, I'm not that enthusiastic. I actually sometimes, you can crucify me in the comments, think he's not that great. He annoys me when I'm not watching a movie of his. But when I watch his movies, I believe in Will Ferrell.
So ghosts.
Yes.
When you don't see them, you're like, eh.
I'm like, ghosts
but
are
when
fun.
You might be near them, they're your favorite paranormal entity.
When I might be near them, I believe. But when I'm away from them, I do not believe.
Okay.
When I'm not watching Will Ferrell, I don't believe he's an amazing actor. But when I'm watching him, I believe he's one of the best actors. So it's a weird relationship. It's very situational. Does that help explain my position on ghosts?
Yes.
Yes.
In fact, you have explained it too much.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, so that's ghosts.
That's ghosts. Baby. That's Stephen and ghosts. Mm-hmm. I actually think that you and I occupy interesting niches in the ghost conversation because I in no way believe that they exist. But I am absolutely willing to spend 18 months of my life traveling around in a caravan to different haunted places trying to incite ghostly activity.
Ooh.
And, like, that's not the behavior of someone who is neutral to ghosts.
You are definitely not ghost neutral.
I'm not ghost neutral.
You're ghost curious. You're ghost interested.
I am passionately skeptical about the existence of ghosts, but I would like to go to every ghost environment to see.
Yeah, that sounds great.
For funsies. And you are also like, I don't believe in ghosts, but don't you?
Maybe.
You are also completely willing to go to anything haunted.
Oh, yeah. And I love that idea. I know we've kicked it around for years of just buying or renting an RV and going across the country and doing a ghost tour of all the spookiest places in America, turning it into a show. Maybe we take the podcast on the road. We have an audience. They're small, but they're mighty. We're out there looking at you, the five of you. Laura's mom included, right?
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mercy, what's up? Anyway, but yeah, like, I would totally do that. We should get a Kickstarter going.
No, 100%. That's my midlife crisis plan. Like,
yeah.
It's not going to be a sports car, and it's not going to be like suddenly leaving my marriage for a younger version of my husband. It is going to be leaving with my husband on a domestic quest to go to all of the haunted places that will allow me to film there. And just do some weird stuff.
It's going to be buying a Winnebago, going across country, doing some spooky stuff.
Leasing.
Leasing. Fair. Practical. I love that about you. Yes. And going across the country and looking at some spooky things.
Yeah. We're talking spooky, like haunted hotels, haunted museums, haunted restaurants.
Mm.
No, I want to figure out a way to make it about ghosts, but also local cuisine.
Ooh, yes.
I want to create the sort of thing that Travel Channel would have loved in 2005.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to go to a haunted shutdown amusement park.
That's the dream, Stephen. I didn't even dare consider that.
Yeah,
a haunted carnival. But to go to a condemned circus, carnival, theme park, water park.
Oh, the water park. The water park is incredibly spooky because you can't see what's in the water. That, I love that. I love that so much. I can't contain it. Ooh, okay, yes.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
And in an ideal world, we also have one more person with us because the three-person dynamic cannot be beaten in terms of entertainment, I think. Like, a duo's great, but you need one chaos element.
Oh, yeah, you do. You do.
Yeah.
Someone that'll egg the ghosts on. I mean, the experience that will amplify the experiences.
Yes.
There are no ghosts. They don't exist. I don't believe in them until I see them.
Yeah. No, but yeah, 18 months on the road, going everywhere in the United States, anywhere that's like, we're haunted. I'll just be there.
Yeah. And you don't need their credentials. You don't need them to prove it. They're just like, hey, we're haunted. Come by and see us.
Yeah. Get someone who has ghost equipment, but not a Winnebago. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Combine our resources.
Yes.
And that's the show. That's like a year and a half of my life.
Dude, I would absolutely do that. I love that as a midlife crisis. It's not getting a fast car. It's not leaving me for a younger version of me, which, by the way, thank you. I appreciate that. It is just getting a Winnebago, driving across country, and seeing some spooky stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, such a fan.
Dude, people are doing midlife crises the wrong way. There's like a playbook that they go to. Like, they think to themselves, oh, I've been doing life all wrong. I should make a hard right turn and do a couple of things that could be cool in another version of reality.
Yeah.
No. We're just going to get weird. Like, the pleasure in being weird will outstrip the pleasure you get from owning a Lamborghini.
Well, also, it's the internal scoreboard. We talked about this in the last episode on episode 106. That to me is a big checkbox on the internal scoreboard. Who has ever said that they want to go cross country in a Winnebago and go look at ghosts? No one except for you, me, and a close friend of ours. Like, we're the only one that I know that has that dream. And so that, I think, would actually be very fulfilling. You know?
And yeah, okay, while we are the only people who have directly stated that dream, everyone I tell about that dream is like, no, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It's the dream you didn't know you had. This could be our midlife crisis problem, guys. If you find yourself being a millennial and you know that time is finite, and if you're doing the calculations, maybe you're about halfway through.
Yeah.
Get yourself a Winnebago.
Do it.
This will be the new thing. Avocado toast, done.
Mm-hmm.
Ghost adventures.
Yeah, yeah.
Whether you're a skeptic, ghost curious, or ghost committed.
Or maybe you just like historic places and cool places with food that have like spooky occurrences in them. Like, either way, it's fine. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, yeah. If I could get like the Guy Fieri, what is it? Diners, something, and dives.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Diners, drive-ins, and dives. Plus that unnecessarily intense ghost adventures show guys wearing the black shirts and having very pointy hair.
Oh, and
that's what I want to create.
And like a comedian element. So,
yeah.
So maybe we pull in a comedian from like wherever, from the internet, like come and
we'll
join us.
We'll get local comedians.
Local comedians, yes.
Why? Yes. Because we don't have to pay them very much.
No. They'll probably just show up and go, this is great. I don't have to pay room and board. I can live in this Winnebago for the next year. I love it. Better than my mom's basement.
That's right. You'll be above ground and on the move.
Yeah. You'll be getting sun in your hair. You'll be moved. You'll get to see the entire country. Now we're selling it. Now we're pitching it to the audience. Here we go.
Yeah. If anyone's listening and they're like, I would enjoy producing this show, drop us a line.
Yeah. Let us
know. MiddayMusingsPod@gmail.com. Let's get this going. Because midlife can never start soon enough.
Mm-mm. Midlife could be your portal to exploring the afterlife. Afterlife occurrences is in the form of ghosts. You got it.
Not like we're going to kill you.
No.
That's antithetical to this whole project. You have to be alive to investigate ghosts.
We'll leave that to the ghosts.
Yes.
Who knows?
Yeah, we will be like handing out waivers. We are not responsible for any ghost-based injuries.
No, because ghosts don't exist, Laura. We talked about that.
They're exactly. Yeah. But it's good to have legal documentation.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Our lawyer says we have to give you a waiver.
That's right. Our lawyer is very insistent on that. And so we will give you a waiver. But yeah, we welcome ideas, thoughts. Have you thought about this? If so, if this has been your dream for years, let us know, because I'm curious to talk about this with someone who's like thought about this as well, because I'm very ghost interested.
Ghost enthusiastic.
I am ghost gnostic, but ghost enthusiastic for sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it's been quite a lunch break.
Yes, it has. Oh my gosh, it has been quite a court ship. No, that doesn't make any sense. Anyway, no, y'all, thanks for joining us. Clearly we have some ghost passion over here. Mm-hmm. And if you have any as well, please let us know in the comments.
Yeah.
Do you have a ghost adventure you're interested in going on? Let us know.
And until next time, catch you on the next lunch break.
Bye.
Bye.
This has been Steven.
And Laura.
Thanks for tuning into Midday Musings, the podcast where we talk about all the things on our mind. Be sure to follow us on Spotify and jump into the conversation in our polls and Q&As. We would love to hear from you. Catch you next lunch break.